The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Do you know what year it is? It's the year of the habit, and you're in luck. Ritual's New Year sale is happening now. Support your health goals with supplements for skin, gut, and more. Ritual's got your back with 40% off your first month, plus a free gift with purchase at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, The Bird Show. All right, Sally, let's get her back on here. It was about a week ago. We asked on a Friday if you really think you have this nagging feeling that you are going to be broken up with this weekend, then give us a call. Mm-hmm. Sally called us up and she said, I know this is going to happen. And then we checked back in with her on Monday and she confirmed that, yeah, her intuition was right. Here's kind of a combination of both of those calls.
We've been dating almost 3 years and he said that he was planning on proposing this summer, but he's not sure if he loves me like a best friend or if he loves me like a future wife. And he said that he just wants to figure things out. He said, oh, yeah, you know, I'll see you on Friday. I'm sure everything will be fine.
Let's get a little history here now. You said you have been dating for 3 years.
Yep.
And how old are you?
I'm 23.
Did you guys meet in college?
Yep. Sure did.
You did. Is it the typical story? He was in a fraternity, you were in the sorority.
Yes.
Is it one of those arrangements where you're not living together, but all of his stuff is over at your house and he basically is living there, but he's probably got his own place that he's at?
Pretty much.
He was due over at what time?
7.
7 o'clock. He got there at what time?
6:30. And he brought dinner and we ate dinner just like normal. But after that, we sat on the couch for a while and he kind of looked at me and I said, okay, I know it's coming. Go ahead. I know you've got something to say. And he just said that just this past few weeks, he is not so sure anymore if I'm a future wife or if I'm just a best friend. Ugh. That lasted about 15 minutes. And he said, well, I think I should be going. And he stood up and I stood up and I looked him in the eye and I said, you are not calling the shots anymore. Mm. Sit down.
Brilliant.
And so he sat down and I bombarded him with questions for about 45 minutes after that.
Yeah, women need closure, that's for sure.
Yep, we definitely had to do the walk around the apartment and he took all of his things. I said, is there another girl, of course? Mm. And he said, no, definitely not. Every time you said you loved me, did you mean it? Or, were you just saying that, at the time? And he said he meant it.
All right, so I think she really handled that really well.
I do, too.
Really, really well.
And she got instant closure so she can move on.
Right?
She claims you've gotten instant closure, but she still could have been, shocked. Like, when you get your arm cut off, you still think it's there for a while.
Like a lizard? The tail is kind of, like, behind it, 5 feet, still, it's still moving.
Moving, yeah.
But if you guys had to make the prediction right now, do you think she called or they talked to each other sometime over the last 7 days? And if so, who called who?
I'm going to say no.
No.
I'm going to go with yes, and he called her.
I was going to say the same thing. He called just to see if she was okie dokie.
I think she slept with Tammy. Good morning, Sally.
I do not want to be associated with Tammy.
How you been doing over the last week?
I'm okay. I'm not wonderful, but I'm alive and I'm still here. So, and actually, all of y'all are wrong. I actually ended up calling him.
Oh, no! Damn it! Why didn't you call us before
Sally.
You did that?
What's wrong with you?
Why didn't you call us? Was it a moment of weakness or what?
No, I called him. I had gone out with my girlfriends one night, and I was driving home, and I wanted to call him and just say, you know what, I'm okay.
He doesn't care.
How many drinks did you have before you made that call?
I'm not sure, but I also wanted to get some of my things back because he still has my things at his apartment.
That was an excuse.
Sally, I'm curious, what night? Because we talked to you. Okay, he broke up on Friday. When did you call him? What night was it?
Okay, if you want to know the truth, I guess we probably talked Monday, Tuesday, and today. So
you've
talked,
already?
You've talked three times already this week?
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't. Well, the first one was awful. I was almost in tears after I talked to him on Monday.
All right, let's break these down. Let's slow it down for just a second, okay? So Monday was the day after you went out with all your friends, or that was just a spontaneous call?
Monday, I think it was the night that I went out with some of my girlfriends, and I called him afterwards.
Just to say you're okay.
I want to let you know that you're probably busy putting on a condom right now or something for some girl you just met, but I'm okay.
Stop now.
I called him, and I left a message, and my message just said, you don't have to call me back. I just wanted to let you know that I'm doing okay, just in case he cared. And he actually called me back the next day and said, hey, I saw that you called. I'm sorry I missed it. And I asked him, I was like, did you get my message? You didn't have to return my call. And he said, no, I didn't get your message, but I just want to see how you were doing. So the next day we actually, chit-chatted, I guess, for a little while, and it was better.
What do you mean by better?
It's almost normal, but I guess that's probably, it was as if we were friends.
You guys are just in the routine of talking to each other every day for 3 years.
It's like breaking that
routine.
He's my best friend. So.
Not anymore. Oh, Sally, he's not.
He can't be.
He can't not anymore.
Not anymore,
but he was for the last 3 years.
Right.
So.
We got Jen Fallon part two on our hands.
At this point, he cannot be your best friend. You know that, right? There has to be some space here for you to heal before.
I know that, but his words were, on Friday when he called it off, he said, I'd like to still keep you as my best friend. And I even told
him.
Don't
do it.
Sally.
He's trying to get the best of both worlds. He's trying to get the best of both worlds.
Sally, I missed that. You said that was or was not possible.
I told him it was not possible.
Okay, good.
But you haven't backed it up.
Hey, Sally, when are you guys going to see each other next?
This Sunday? Weekend?
Sunday.
He's coming over to bring my things. Mm-hmm. So.
Don't you sleep with him. Do not.
No.
Want to bet?
It's not going to happen.
Do you want to bet?
It's not going to happen. It's not going to be anything like that.
I don't even think you should be there.
Yep.
I think you should put all of his stuff in a box and set it out. Have him come on over and get it that way. There's no reason for you to see him. It's over.
Well, he has all his things in my apartment. He just has to bring some of my things over.
Right. Mm-hmm. So there's no reason for you to be there. He can just put them in like one of those plastic tubs from Target, Put it all in there. Leave it on your step. Right? It's Easter. You guys are going to be looking for eggs 1 minute and rolling around in the sack the next.
Sally, it's like you quit smoking, but you're taking drags on cigarettes every day going, but I quit.
I quit with a cigarette
in your hand.
Only when I'm drunk.
Yeah, Sally. It's one thing about a breakup is you have to know that you have to go through the pain. You just have to. All you're doing is putting off the pain.
Prolonging it.
Oh, I've gone through the pain.
No, you haven't. Yeah. No, you haven't.
You are prolonging the inevitable.
And so you are just going to have to go through the pain and push through it in order to get to the other side. And then, and then you'll be over it. But you're not doing that. You're not even facing it yet.
I do disagree because I have spent my time crying and I've gone through anger and I've felt, I think all the emotions you're supposed to feel when this happens. And I think I'm okay because I've actually had some other things happen in my life recently, and it really puts it in perspective.
Did you make out with a girl?
Yeah. Please not so Jamie. Tammy. No, my grandfather got ill suddenly, and so he was in the hospital. And then I had a friend pass away just this past week, too. So I guess it was terrible timing, but it's really helped me put this in perspective a lot.
See, now I'm curious to what your perspective is, because to me, if those things happened in my life around me, that would be a lesson of you have to live every moment to the fullest right now, and if things aren't working out, then move on quickly.
Yeah.
And it sounds like to me that you're doing just the opposite of that. You're still kind of like holding on, you know?
I guess I can see where I'm holding on.
Let me answer for her, Bert. You know what, Bert? You make a great point, but it doesn't apply to what I want to do right now, so I'm going to choose to ignore your great point.
Exactly.
And tell you that I am living my life to the fullest by remaining friends and occasionally having sex with the man who broke up with me.
I want to go over the stages of a breakup according to one website that I think is pretty much right on, okay?
Okay.
Stage one that I think we're hearing today is called denial. First stage involves you not accepting the current situation. Would you agree that you are not accepting the current situation?
No, I think I've already been in denial. I think I'm in acceptance. Okay. But I have been through anger. I know that's one of them.
All right, that's coming up. That's coming up. All right.
Okay, denial.
Wait, let me ask her one more. I'm sorry, Bert, to interrupt. So what do you have planned on Sunday? Are you what meal do you plan to make for Sunday?
I'm not making any meal. He's just dropping by my apartment to drop off my things.
Will you do any extra preparation that involves a razor?
I guess I'll have to wait and see on Sunday.
So anyway, going back to Bert's list, yes, you're in denial. Okay. Go ahead.
Do you know what you're going to wear on Sunday?
No, but it will look good.
Why?
Because he should look at me and say, man, I'm missing out.
And then what if he says, man, I am missing out? You know what? Let me get that one more time because Easter, it's a special occasion. I listen to The Bird Show. Jen Hobby says on all religious holidays, I'm supposed to get sex. So, you know what?
And I know she's already done some cleanup.
No. You're sure you would say no?
I think I would definitely say no.
What about denial in a denial? Denial of the denial, Bert. So is
she's
that in there?
So she's in stage one.
No, but she may be like leading us right into stage two, which is called out of control. This is the stage where you make a fool out of yourself by embarrassing yourself.
Oh, I already did that.
And that was probably the phone calls, but it will also happen if you have sex with him this weekend.
No, I already did.
Wait, what'd you do?
What did you do?
Well, I kind of didn't, I guess I was still in shock, and so this is awful, and I know all my friends are listening, but I drove over to his apartment the next day at 7 a.m. And just called him when I was outside his door, and I said, come let me in. It was very embarrassing now, but I guess at the time I thought, you know, this can't possibly be happening. I'm sure he's changed his mind.
So what did you do? So you called him to the door. Did he come to the door?
He did. He let me in, and we talked for a few minutes, and he said, you have to go.
I feel bad.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I wish you wouldn't have gone over there, though. I feel bad. I know. I do, too.
But I've gone through that stage.
You're past the out-of-control stage?
Yes. Out of control.
Until she's, like, hanging out.
He comes on Sunday.
No, until she's, like, at one end of the bar at Twist or something, and she's hanging out and with a couple girlfriends, and then she looks across the bar and sees him there talking to another girl, and then we get out of control in public. Because what you've done now is out of control in private.
Right. Yeah, these stages don't happen, like, I think, a day at a time. I think that they take a while. Like, you're going to be going through denial and out of control, I think, for a while. But as soon as you get out of those two, what you have to look forward to is loneliness and depression, which is stage number three. And it says this is the worst stage. It's the first time that it really starts to sink into you that you're going to be alone, and you realize that you have no one to hug you or comfort you and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All the sappy love songs on the radio are going to start making a lot of sense to you.
I used
stuff
to turn
like
the
that.
Channel when, during a breakup, I would not watch soap operas. I would not watch those jewelry commercials or those, you know, any of the commercials that include, because most commercials include couples and families and stuff. And I would.
Yes, they do. It's so sickening.
I know.
So there were times that I literally turned the TV off because I was in that stage.
And it's like every song on the radio is speaking to you.
It's like that Neo song that we play. That's a sick song.
So where he's got to change the calendar. That's exactly what it is.
Stage number four is the blame phase. This is where you analyze every part of the relationship and you think about it over and over and what you could have done differently.
I've done that.
You beat yourself up for nagging him too much or not being romantic enough. You just start analyzing it over and
over.
Listen,
Sally, she's trying
again.
To push through. She hasn't been through the loneliness.
Yeah,
stage.
Bert, you
she's
know
like,
what?
I've been through that.
Bert, go right to the last phase. Go to the one where totally moved on, looking for other guys. I'm so there, Bert. You don't even understand. Like, maybe, okay,
well,
at the start of this phone call.
Stage. I did get to the loneliness stage, but
for what,
I had 6 hours? An amazing support group of friends that were all there for me. So, you know, when I did need a hug, you know, they came over with ice cream or they made me a cheesecake or picked me out the coffee. So
Sally, you're aware this happened 7 days ago.
Yeah, you haven't.
Hey, Sally.
I don't think you've scratched the surface yet.
Is this your first big breakup?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Phase five, just so you're ready for it, is anger.
I've done that.
Okay. I mean, you're over this guy. It is ready to have sex with somebody else.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Anger is the, actually, it says it's a decent stage to be at. You're no longer blaming yourself. The downside of all this is that you have, you overblow all of their bad traits and you just start now remembering how bad the relationship was, you know? Then in six, you start accepting the situation.
I've done that, Bert. I didn't even hear it and I've done it. I've done it. You don't even tell me, Bert. I don't even want to know what six is. I've done it.
Accepting the situation. You're coming to peace with the situation. Accepting the finality of the whole thing. And then seven is healing and moving on. It's the final stage, and you finally get over the relationship.
Yeah, that's pretty
you're
accurate.
Like, at a, yeah, I mean, you're like...
You're in an early one.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a I wish my friends would call in to vouch for me. I really done well. But the anger, I mean, I guess the blaming him stage is... not something I can go through because I do really think he's still a great guy. Even if it's not for me or even if he's not a great guy with me, you know, I can't blame him because he was honest with me. He didn't do anything like Tammy and things like that.
This is almost what makes it worse is that you'll want to keep coming back and keep coming back because it didn't end, like, badly for you. Like, you're going to have to wait to see him making out with
another
woman
girl.
Or you're going to have to get so hurt so badly to where it just kind of like jump starts you into healing.
Yeah.
Because it didn't end badly, really.
It might be after one of those out of control episodes that Jeff is predicting will happen in public.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Sally, can you make a commitment to us that you will not call him all weekend?
Well, his family's in town, so yeah. Okay, fine. I can do that.
His family is in town?
His family's in Atlanta.
So what does that have to do with you calling?
I'm good friends with his family.
No, you're not anymore. You're not. No, you're not. Not anymore.
Sally, do you know what a breakup is?
This is hard. This is the first
be
one.
Bad.
I know. I'm just asking. I'm just trying to be tough.
I do, but it's. I mean, it's been 3 years, and so.
Just so you know, you're not friends with his family anymore. Like when you break up, like the whole thing goes, and I don't need all the emails from the freaks out there who are like, I dated a guy for 5 years. I'm still best friends with his sister. Well, you're an idiot.
Well,
like,
can I just keep his family and not him?
No.
That's not fair.
Yeah, I mean, think about the pain you'll have to go through if you do that. I mean,
that's his family.
That's his family. I mean, they're going to tell you stories about him, or you guys are going to avoid an uncomfortable conversation about him.
I think it's just rude.
Yeah.
That is his family.
Yeah, okay.
The truth is you're not ready to move on yet. So you're giving
I'm ready.
No, you're not, honey.
You can do it, but you've got to start doing these things that we're trying to help you with, not call him.
I won't call him.
Promise?
Well, he told me to call him on Sunday so that I can tell him when I'm home so he can bring my things over.
Oh, Sally,
that, I won't.
You know what? Don't call him on Sunday.
At all.
You don't need your stuff. Get them from him next week. Blow him off on Sunday.
Okay.
See if you can do it.
Promise?
I'll try.
You have to.
Make a commitment.
Do you have friends that you can call? We might have to talk to her best friend.
Yep.
Yeah, she needs an AA, a sponsor?
A sponsor. You need a sponsor.
A breakup sponsor.
She needs a sponsor.
Okay, I can do it.
And if you're not, like, you need to tell your best friend about this conversation, and you need to tell her that you might call her at 3 in the morning, but you're going to call her instead of calling him.
Well, I'm sure my best friend's listening anyway, so.
All right, well,
if you're
listen,
a real
friend.
Best friend, you'll be her sponsor.
Are one of us willing to be another sponsor to her over the weekend also?
Yeah, I'll be a sponsor.
Okay. You'll give her your cell phone number, and if she feels weak, she can call you before.
Absolutely.
Okay?
I really promise. I mean, I have an amazing group of girlfriends, especially, that will be there for me, so.
I don't need you, Jen.
I don't want to put you out at all. Like, I really will be fine.
Sally?
Yes.
I'm going to put you on hold.
You know what you need to do is you need to ceremoniously delete him from your cell phone.
Well, I have his number memorized, so.
But you still need to get it out of speed dial.
It doesn't. See,
She's not ready.
You're not ready, but the thing about the name and the cell phone, even though you know the number, there is something, like Jen said, symbolic about taking their name out so that it's when the number shows up on the phone, like it's a little more impersonal, just a little more chip away from letting it go.
All right, maybe we're throwing too much stuff at you. I mean, because this is new. This is your first breakup, and we're asking you to do so many things. Let's ask her to do just one thing this
No
weekend.
Communication
Don't
by
call
calling.
Him.
Like, you know what? That means no text messaging either. Like, no communication. No email, no text messaging, no leaving a note on his door, no communication with him until you talk to us again on Monday morning.
Okay.
And if he calls you, it has to go to voicemail.
Do not answer the phone.
Okay, I can do that.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold. Jen Hobby's going to give you her cell phone number also. And when you feel weak, you call her.
Why are y'all doing this to Ben? He called yesterday. He needs to get this too.
Well, he got his closure.
He got his.
He absolutely got his closure. He was ready for it. You're not.
I have my closure.
No, you do
no,
not.
Come on.
Sally.
See, that's what I'm saying. You're not.
Sally.
You still need
Sally.
Help. And it's
Sally.
Okay. It's
You're
okay.
Silly.
It's just been a week.
I know. But I think, I'm not crying anymore, so.
All right. That's so good. That's a nice little baby step.
You will this weekend.
I can go all weekend and not call. That's not a problem.
All right.
3 days, no calling. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on.
Okay.
All right. So she's on hold. You'll give her the cell phone number.
Yeah.
Okay? Jen.
Oh, Sally. That girl.
Thank you.
I don't hear anything. Do you hear anything, Bert?
Sally. I don't know what she's talking about.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Sally is a girl.
Predictions. Can she go 3 days without
calling? No, absolutely not.
Can she
yes,
do it?
She can do it.
Nope.
I don't think so either.
She
it's
will
a
call
weekend.
Him, she will call his family, and she will see him on Sunday. There'll be more than one phone call exchange.
You know what? Can I ask her one more question before I give her my answer?
Hey, Sally.
Yeah?
Hey, do your plans this weekend?
Yes, I'm actually going home this weekend, so I'm not even going to be in Atlanta.
Okay, where is home?
South Carolina.
And are you going to see friends from South Carolina?
Probably.
So you meet them in a bar?
Yeah.
So there might be like a margarita or beer involved?
wine, probably.
She's going to call them.
Alcohol. All right, Sally, hold on 1 second, all right?
Sally. That girl.
Hey, The Bert Show.